From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission, to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Hello, this is Toby Roberts from KXCI's Electric Feel. Captain's Log, stardate October 4th, 2020. Things have been returning to some normalcy as we embark on our Tucson fall. I've been back to my office for about a month as an interior designer, and many of the projects that were put on hold have been able to restart. With all the necessary new protocols, of course. My family and I took the opportunity while it was slow and hot and decided to move. We found a beautiful new home to raise our 4-year-old daughter. It was a great time to do this, as it was slow, and perhaps the worst, as it was hot. Eating has been a major part of our socially distant story. We have been taking the opportunity to support local as much as possible when getting takeout, and have even cautiously ventured out a couple of times. The Tucson restaurant scene has been doing a stupendous job adjusting to the new norms of service. Places like El Rustico, Tito and Pep, and Noodleholics have been a major part of our quarantined culinary adventure. On the negative side, we had an entire travel trailer stolen right out of a locked, fenced lot. I suppose with the onset of social distancing, camping has hit an all-time high in popularity, even with criminals. With that camping season terminated prematurely, I had the opportunity to move forward with carpal tunnel release surgery. And if any of you out there have ever had serious issues with carpal tunnel, I can't recommend the operation enough. It has been a night and day feeling and instant relief. But overall, myself and family have remained healthy and happy, and I'm excited to get back into the studio with my comrades to continue Electric Feel at Hotel Congress. It's just over the horizon, I can tell, so please stay tuned, live long, and prosper.
Minus 20 and counting. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. We have ignition. 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
Captain's Log, Stardate, September 30th, 2020. My name is Terry, and I'm a DJ here at KXCI. It has been a very long spring and summer, considering that we've been riding out a pandemic, watching all our forests burn down, and we've had record heat. But other than that, everything is fine. My day-to-day life hasn't changed a whole lot over the course of this pandemic. I have worked from home for many years now, so that was not a change for me. I think the biggest change was just not being able to go out. The last time I ate out at a restaurant was March 12th. But, you know, it's okay to go to the store and pick up groceries and do a little bit more cooking, which I have been doing. I really miss going to the farmer's market on Thursdays at Mercado. I realize it's still going on, but I've been somewhat hesitant to go, just concerns about social distancing and all of that. But I think I may try to go again this week and just see what it's like. It has been really difficult not to be able to go to music venues. I really miss going out and seeing live performances. I think it's great that artists are doing online concerts, but it's just not the same. I've always listened to KXCI quite a bit, but what I've been doing lately is going into the archive and listening to some of the late hour programs that I haven't been hearing, and that's been a lot of fun. In terms of remote broadcasting, that's been interesting. Learning new software and interacting with the KXCI staff and volunteers. I've gotten to know some of the other volunteers better because they've been teaching me how to use the software and giving me hints on how to improve my remote broadcast. Nonetheless, I think all of us are looking forward to being able to go back to the studio whenever that may be. Obviously, we have to be very smart about that. I know that things will get back to somewhat normal in the future, probably in 2021. You just have to be patient, and that's not so easy sometimes. So stay safe and take care, everybody.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Christina Williams, star date September 30th, 2020, the 274th day of the strangest year on record. I've been quarantined with my husband Jamie LeBose and our cat Massey at our home, Bunker 33 and a third, for 6 months now. We both already worked from home before the virus seeped into our country, so much of our weekday is similar. I get up and take Massey for a walk in our backyard. He's 19, but still patrols his domain daily to smell if there are any intruders overnight. I'll play some music or do some writing, yoga and meditation to get right with the cosmos. Then work. I'm a communications collaboration coordinator for a few scientific consortiums during the day, basically a scientist wrangler, and that keeps me at my computer. Then I cook dinner and settle in for some TV. The weekend's another matter. Jamie and I are in a rock band called Silver Cloud Express, and we used to go downtown just about every week to play a show with our bandmates Tom Martin and Rick Bailey, or support our friends' shows. That, of course, is no longer the case. and it's been a huge adjustment. And it's not just missing the camaraderie and special synergy of playing live in a band. Mind melting with the other humans as we generate that special kinetic sonic energy known as rock and roll. It's not just missing being in the audience, soaking in the sounds and songs of talented musicians, and hanging out drinking with our friends. Although I do really, really miss that. It's the anxiety and uncertainty of what's going to happen to live music as this pandemic burns on. Will our favorite music venue survive without putting people at risk? Can we still keep music alive through video performances? So, like anyone who still wants to carry on during times like these, we've had to adapt. We've done a couple of live stream performances, which were cool. It's a completely different dynamic with its own technological hurdles. We're still recording songs. Now we're focusing on more synth-based productions that Jamie assembles in his sonic factory from our jams. But I think my favorite result is that we are putting together music videos. It's something we talked about doing for a long time. But now, as a direct result of quarantine, because, you know, we got time, we're in the middle of producing our third video in as many months through our very talented friend and filmmaker, Tom Moore. It's a new way of expressing our sonic vision, and has become surprisingly fulfilling as an artistic expression in and of itself. As for actual socializing, we do the Zooms as much as we can, which are life-saving, but we're still not quite ready for any extended time in real life, and that's the hardest part. Because after 6 months, it's so tempting to take the risk and hang out with folks and friends and family as if things were normal again. But we've gone this far, and we don't really feel that normal is ever coming back. And maybe that's the wrong thing to hope for. So many awful things about our country and culture have been brought into searing bright focus during these past few months. And I think we should aspire for something better than just going back to normal. There's a new world, a new frontier just around the corner. And maybe we can dare hope for actual social justice for all. So we're just gonna keep making music, making videos, making art. We'll keep holding our loved ones close from afar and dream of the better normal someday.
From KXCI in Tucson, this has been the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Thank you to KXCI DJs Toby and Terry and local musician Christina for joining me tonight, sending good thoughts your way. For music on tonight's program, we just heard Christina's band The Silver Cloud Express's new song, Cosmic Radio, which you can find on Bandcamp. We also heard music from Claire M. Singer, The Byrds, Leonard Nimoy, and Voyage Future. You can find our complete playlists and listen to all past Captain's Log programs by going to kxci.org. And as always, I invite you to submit your own log for a future show by emailing me at amya@kxci.org. That's amya@kxci.org. And don't forget to check out and follow the Captain's Log Project on Instagram. I'm Amy A. signing off for tonight, reminding you to wear a mask.
It's the 2020 style that's hip, and it's good citizenship. Don't expose your nose, don't give me no lip. Wear a mask. New York, LA, Louisiana, N95 or a bandana. Today's thoughtful woman and man agree to wear a mask. Wear a mask. It's our civic duty. Wear a mask. It's the new kind of beauty. Cover your snoot. Don't be snooty.
Live long and prosper.